the famous stipler in the Birkas Peretz on the Pasuk, Vayed Aaron Ashado Meimayim Vatau HaSvardeya. The Svardeya. So that's a debate, I think, in the Gemara, a Machlokes, on whether, because it says literally one, so there was only one and they kept on multiplying, or not, there were many. But either way, so the Birkas Peretz, the stipler goes on the assumption it was one. So he says, according to this opinion, every time they hit it, so it went from 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, it kept on doubling, etc. So the Shaila, the Birkas Peretz, the stipler asks is, why after you keep on seeing every time you hit it, it doubles and you don't want them, so you think you have to, okay, so you make a mistake the first time, second time. Sheva, he pulled tzaddik v'kam. Okay, so you move on. So why do you keep on doing it? So the stipler gives you sowed in life. When a person gets, and that's why we find kas, the Gemara talks about it's like avodah zarah. The Rambam writes, you should never get angry. Even though he goes with the middle road, you have to fake anger. You know, your kid does something wrong. So when a person gets angry, he loses control. And therefore, it's nish seichel, as they say. That, what were the svarim there for? To, obviously, besides saying, assuming that according to something that went inside their bodies, but besides everything, the mere annoyance, it's like you walk by, it's so noisy, you can't wait to get out, and they were like croaking all over the place. So they kept on hitting it, even though it didn't make any sense, but we know that when a person's angry, you don't necessarily do the most logical things. And therefore, it's a yesod in life that you have to go ahead and, you know, try to control. In fact, there's a famous story with the Node of Yehuda that someone was, a rich man was hijacked by a wagon driver, and then he made them, like when they got into the town, they made them switch clothes, and he claimed he was the wagon driver and he was the rich man. So the story goes, he ended up in the town in the Node of Yehuda, and he was the dayan, he was the rub. So he told him, you know what, come back, come like 3-4 in the morning, we'll meet you for a din Torah. And then so they kept on asking, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, so they're gonna, don't worry, he's coming soon. And finally, later, after they've been waiting for like since last night, this morning, and basically they haven't eaten, haven't done anything, the Node Yehuda walks in and he says, will the wagon driver please come in first? So of course, at that point, the real wagon driver who was dressed up like the rich guy, he got up. And in fact, that's what they do apparently in all these torture, let's assume legal torture places, where they wear you down, they don't give you food, and therefore they break you. So the Node Yehuda did it in a much different way. And the point is, when you get so caught up, you know, anger management or different things come up, you can't think straight. So therefore, we have to make sure, as the Gemara says, never try to appease someone b'shas kaso. You got to wait till the anger dissipates. In fact, that's what Rav Nissen Alpert explained. That's why we have the story in between of Acharei Moshe B'nayaro. We have Tezriya Mitzora. Then we go back. Because why? To teach us that you need time to take a break after it was anger, after a terrible tragedy, something bad happens, you need a time to go away. You need some time to yourself to think it through and to make sure you are making a rational decision. So that was how the stipler writes. That's what people do. When you lose control, you end up making, no matter, even though it's getting worse and worse, that's human nature. You have to get control of your anger, and usually that means you have to wait till the anger goes away, and then you could start making some better decisions.